This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Rose Pest Solutions, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we start every show. Normally, our time is 10 until 1, but again, thank God Northwestern won that five-hour football game, because if they didn't win, it would be like, ah! So thank God they won. We start every show with Elwood Bunny, how many miles in Chicago? I guess we won't do that. 312-981-7200. Let's just start the damn show. We're on till 7. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're all amped up. We've been drinking Red Bull, trying to wait for that game to end. Woo! Thank God. Again, they won. Congratulations to Northwestern football. I can't even talk. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com. Let's go around the horn. Ladies first, because you're sitting in Joe's seat, so we are going to throw it to you. You have a lot to live up to in that shirt. Typically, the top two buttons would be down to the navel, but since it wouldn't be appropriate, but in thought, you're pulling it off, and Joe would be proud.
Absolutely.
Janelle Liachino. How's it going?
It's going great.
You guys just you guys got something going exciting and at the Cole Museum.
We have
in
so
Glenview.
Much exciting stuff happening. It's back to school season. Wow. We just had a ribbon cutting for the brand new live honey beehive exhibit in Glenview at the Cole Children's Museum.
Which is very cool if you've never been to it.
Oh, it's such a great place.
It really is.
Such a great place.
On Patriot Drive?
Right? Yeah. There's a whole Foods inside for kids to pretend grocery shop, and there's a car wash, and it's just the coolest place ever. And their pollinator garden outside, which we sponsored back in 2016, is beautiful too. So full bloom right now.
It's one of the best children's museums around, and it's right in our backyard. If you've never been to it, it's in Glenview, Illinois, at the old Glenview Naval Air Station, where they completely redesigned it about 10 years ago. I would say about 15 years ago, because I almost bought a home there 15 years ago. Yeah, we put a deposit down. Then we're like, we don't want to be on top of everybody. So we kind of moved over. But that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kid-friendly museum.
And the exhibit is super cool. It teaches kids the importance of honeybees and where our food sources come from. And it gives them a safe way to observe honeybees in action. There's a closed-circuit camera that's placed on the beehives, and it's televised on some screens inside the museum. So kids can be right up close and personal with it and not get stung, which is great. But I would like to extend an offer to anybody who is interested in some family passes. Shoot me an email.
What's your email?
You can use the contact us at rosepestcontrol.com.
Contact us at rosepestcontrol.com if you want some complimentary tickets.
To the Cole
while they
Museum.
Last yep. to the Cole Children's Museum in Glenview. You're going to be talking about a great paper nest, something going on with the great paper nest bees, wasps.
It's stinging insect season, so there's a bunch of aggressive stingers out there that I can talk about today.
Phone number
800-GOT-PESTS, or you can get a free quote at rosepestcontrol.com.
Kelly Mickley, Dave Rampage, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We've got two of you in here for this exciting show. The market has changed. We talked about this on other shows. The pendulum has swung from the seller to the buyer.
Yes.
And the buyers now have to make their home a lot more attractive, not only fixing their foundations that we talked about with Roy Spencer when he was on last week, but also taking that smell out, that pet smell out, the cat smell out, the dog smell.
Yeah.
You've got to get your home. It's not like, I'll take it, there's 20 people lined up, escalator clauses, we don't care, no inspection, cash offer, we want to close as fast as possible. It's a different market than a year ago today.
Yes.
And what do you guys have got to be seeing that.
Yes, and also I want to say with inflation too.
Uh-huh.
Not only we're talking about the market, but inflation. So getting your home cleaned, maintaining a healthy home versus replacing is going to be much more cost effective, and the time to get the carpet or the upholstery or whatnot, you might have to wait a year.
73% of homeowners today, according to a report that my title company representative Brett Newsom from Fidelity Title sent me, have mortgage rates under 4%. 73% of homeowners have mortgage rates under 4%, which is bonkers. So if you think homeowners are going to be leaving homes anytime soon, you've got another thing coming. They're going to be taking care of their homes. Yes, you're going to be buying new homes. Yes, you're going to be selling homes. People are going to pass away. People are going to get divorced. Listeners are going to get divorced. Listeners are going to get in debt. Listeners are going to have families that are grown. Listeners are going to be relocated for jobs. Listeners have to move into certain school districts and out of certain areas for safety. That's still going to happen. But right now, as of this show, 73% of all listeners today had own a home, have a mortgage under 4%.
Oh, that's a lot.
Which is
that's really good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing a lot of our listeners' homes because they're going to look at, all right, if we move, our rate's going to start with a 5, maybe a 6 with what just happened this week. It doesn't make sense to move anymore. Plus, we just lost 8 to 10% of our value because rates have doubled since this time last year.
Yep.
You have a special you're going to be talking about later. What's the special? Let's tease all of our listeners.
For the carpet, our special first two rooms for $114,114. Call us, ask about the details. We will explain further.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out?
630-990-8600.
One more time?
630-990-8600.
Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration.
Yes, sir. It's great
Blue
to be
Sky
here.
Blue Sky Restoration.
That's a song. Yeah, we're going to get it.
Blue Sky Restoration. So things are, we had some rainy season happening. Some storms blew through. Blew through to the south. I have one of our guys lives in Washington, Illinois, outside of Peoria. And he's like, we had hail damage, and we just had rain and strong winds. We didn't have any tornadoes or any hail. But that could change on a dime, right? I mean, you've seen weather. Yeah, everything's great outside. Bam! 3 hours later, it's black, and it's coming in sideways, and it looks like Dorothy is going to be sucked up into a tornado, right? The funnel cloud. The weather here in Chicagoland area, it's crazy.
That's right. That's right, David. It's great to be here in studio with you. Pete Marrero representing Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, your premier restoration service provider really across the country, but especially here in Chicagoland for your listeners. And David, your listeners are awesome. We're getting calls all the time.
I would like to, I know you would like to talk about something specific. A lady from Terry from Rolling Meadows called to ask what to expect after a fire, but to go to the point that I was talking with Kelly and Dave about the pendulum has swung and it's now in the buyer's hand instead of the seller's hands, I want to talk about mold remediation, okay? Because when you, 'cause now you're doing home inspectors. You're doing home inspections again. And the home inspector is going to go up and he or she might find something and say, hey, you've got mold up there. And the seller's going to look for the cheapest, least expensive, quickest way to get that done on a home that you're spending $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 to on that home, and you're leaving it in the hands of the seller, my opinion, you're absolutely out of your friggin' mind.
Yeah, the mold is going to be where you're not looking, underneath the kitchen sink, the cabinet, in the attic space, a crawl space, anywhere there's a moisture source, toilet, sink, refrigerator, behind the refrigerator. This is where you're going to want to look. This is kind of like the home inspector ace in the hole. They go through a building, they find it there.
I want to dive a little deeper in, as the buyer now has the hammer, right? It's been switched. It's been handed to the right hand from the left hand. I want you to explain the quick and easy, down and dirty, get up there, just encapsulate it, as opposed to removing it and doing the remediation. It's a completely different aspect on what to do. Okay, can you dive a little deeper into that?
Of course, yeah, right. We can do it. We can do it now. We can do it later.
Well, we're going to do it later during your segment because right. Benny's like, football went long enough. We got to hit our breaks here. So if our if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach
800-266-5677 out to you? Is our number, 800-266-5677. GoBlueSky.com.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The phone, the text, and the cell phone, the photo line are open for business. 312-981-7200. It's the same number. 312-981-7200. You go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's Pete scraping something off, I think a sub sandwich off of his shirt that's scratching. There's nothing wrong with your radio or your speakers. He just wants to look great on camera, which you can go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Barbara out in Naperville called you this past week. Giant gray paper nest in one of the trees in her yard. She has grandkids that come and play in the swing set that's near the tree. First off, what is a gray paper nest? What is that all about?
Yeah, so those are the big basketball-shaped nests that are high up in trees a lot of times, but they'll also attach themselves to structures of homes sometimes.
Are those bees or wasps?
They're wasps. They're actually called bald-faced hornets, but they're not true hornets. They're wasps, and they're like a white and black color, not yellow, and they're very aggressive, and they will sting over and over and over, and it's very, very painful, so do not approach them. You know, there's viral videos going around TikTok and Instagram right now of people taking a trash bag and approaching one of these things. And then
how's
just
that
like,
work out for them?
Oh my God, I'm waiting for the fail videos because I'm like, this can't be good. But yeah, don't try that at home, guys. That's one of the species of wasps that you do not want to mess with, believe me.
So bees will put their stinger in you, pop it out, the bee's done,
yeah.
One and done. Hornet can just...
Wasps will sting over and over.
Wasps will go after you.
Yeah, because their stingers are not barbed, which means they can come in and out of the skin very easily. Whereas honeybees, they have a kind of like a hook on their stinger and it gets stuck in the skin. And when they try to fly away from you after they've stung you, their insides get ripped out and they die.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, you know, it's important for you to know how it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All you getting ready for dinner on Saturday night. Hope you enjoy that. So explain to me what you do to get rid of something like that. If they're obviously your technicians are trained,
right? Some of them are daredevils too, which is funny. But I've actually had a coworker on TV with me doing one of these live demonstrations, and he explained even like one of the products that we use comes in a can and it shoots a real far stream. I'm sure you guys have seen canned products, aerosols, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But these bald-faced hornets will actually follow the stream back to the person holding it and attack them. So it's no joke. You do not want to mess with these things.
How do you get rid of it, though? So, I mean, if they're that aggressive, what do you do?
Yeah, you got to go. It's like it was a whole like dodge effect. He would like shoot it and then dodge a few feet and then hit it from another side. But it's interesting, too, because as you observe the flight patterns before he even approaches it or he's just observing, you know, he or she, we have some wonderful female technicians on our staff too, but yeah, it's a matter of observing the flight patterns, seeing what they're eating and where they're flying, and then you got to sneak up behind them almost. And
how are they attached to the tree?
So what? This is gross. Are you ready? So they chew up like pieces of tree particles, like bark and leaves, and then they regurgitate it. And,
it's their spit up.
Yeah, you know, it's vomit and
And that's what sticks it to the tree.
Yeah, so it's like a glue almost, and that's why it looks like paper mache, because it's literally like paper, mulched tree parts, and their saliva turns into glue. So it's literally like nature's paper mache. It's beautiful, but don't touch it.
So if you go up there, to scrape it off? Are you going in there with like an ice pick? Like,
we don't even take it down until we know for sure it's 100% done and eliminated and killed.
Really?
Yeah, because the risk of them following and stinging is very great.
So how do you know if it's empty?
Well, you observe the flight patterns and wait until there's nothing else flying. And then usually overnight, we'll come back the next day and take it down from the tree. David's just looking at me with his mouth open.
But how big? Can it vary in size? Like a softball sometimes to a basketball?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And the longer established it is, the bigger it gets. But that's just one of several types of stinging insects that we have to deal with right now. We're coming into like apple orchard season. You know, there's always yellow jackets around.
Yeah.
And I wanted to point out with yellow jackets, it's not just sweet things or fruit that they're after. They really like raw meat, too. So if you're outside grilling and you've got chicken about to go on the grill, you're going to keep it covered because you will attract these insects.
All right, we're going to take a quick break at the bottom of the hour. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. If you have any pictures of any type of internal challenge, carpet cleaning, upholstery, anything that you want cleaned, anything you want remediated, or any bug that you have, send us a picture. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN AM 720.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you, Texter, with the recommendation. Put on a snowmobile chute and squirt the bald-faced wasps with spray.
Do not recommend.
With an IV drip, you'll probably pass out.
And you know what? This other person that mentioned Raid, that's a contact killer, but that's fine if like you get one like yellow jacket in the house somewhere, but do not go after a nest like a bald-faced hornet nest with a can of Raid. That's probably the worst thing you can do. It's not very smart.
Why?
Because it's not the right product for the job, and people don't understand insect biology enough to know the tips to deal with it. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, our experts have been doing this for years and years, so they know a thing or two. It makes a difference when you hire a professional.
We had another texter mention that we are quickly approaching the stink bug season.
Dun, dun, dun!
Those are the nastiest looking prehistoric ugly
alien bugs.
Yeah, they. Where do they come from, and how can you prepare yourself? And also those ladybugs, flying lady, the red back dotted.
Yep, the Asian lady beetles. I'm glad that someone brought this up because this is actually the perfect time of year to do something about this kind of overwintering insect. So stink bugs, Asian beetles, box elder bugs, and that new spotted lanternfly that's all over the news right now. They're all invasive species. They're not native to the U.S. They've come here from other countries, and they're crop pests. So at the end of the season, when farmers are taking down their cornfields, their soy fields, these bugs have nowhere else to go. And of course, they're going to fly to the nearest structure, which is homes. Mm-hmm. And so putting an invisible barrier on the whole exterior of the house will repel them and will prevent them from crawling up underneath the siding, which is where they typically will hide out all winter long. And then you would notice, too, if you've had these things before, around December, January, on really sunny days, especially on the south and west sides of the house, the house starts to warm up by the sun, and these things will wake up, and you'll see one here, one there, and you're like, where are these things coming from? They're in the walls. So don't wait until it's too late and it's too cold. Do something now. Get that invisible shield on the outside of the house, and you'll prevent the problem. And in the spring, it won't be as bad.
Anybody that listens to the show knows I'm up for a challenge. So here you go, Texter from 872. I guess your producer didn't pass this along, even though we have the text line right in front of us. To get rid of bees, wasps, and hornets, this texter's recommendation is, Janelle, who knows more than you, because you do this for a living. Wait until night when they are all in the nest. Then, for example, Raid makes a spray just for that to saturate the nest. If the nest is basketball sized. Leave it up to the professionals. And then they challenge. I bet you won't say this. Well, I just did. So there, 872. So here, we got 872 who says, wait until the night in order to gun the nest with raid. Your suggestion.
Well, so this person is right about waiting until night because they're not active at night. However, okay, again, this is going to be fine for like one of those teeny tiny paper wasps nests, but this is not the same animal we're dealing with. And yes, it is an animal. I know what I'm talking about. don't try it yourself. Certain things you can do by yourself. I totally am all about DIY. That's fine. But when it comes to stuff like this, don't risk your life. It's not worth it.
All right, or 872, we'll send you out to our listeners' homes, and you can videotape it, and we'll make sure we have an ambulance ready for you. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you more and get more information about your services, Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions, what's the best number?
They can get a free quote at 800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we're going to come back with our good friend Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration. It used to be JC Restoration, but JC Restoration merged with Blue Sky Restoration. So now Blue Sky can handle the entire country. And then after we come back, we're going to talk with Kelly and Dave from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jumping worms are real and in California. Figures, but in California.
Yeah. I mean, this is Chicago, so.
Why would a jumping worm even bother you?
Well, because it's creepy.
But awesome. Jumping worms, not scary.
Text line is blowing up about jumping worms. This is awesome. I got pictures of jumping worms. This is great. Our listeners are engaged. Thank you, listeners.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. They are engaged. They are engaged. Bees are cold-blooded, and you can use gasoline or vinegar solution. Well, that's good.
I've never heard of mixing those two.
Hold on.
Before.
It gets better. It gets better. Flamethrowers work on wasps. Okay, so not only will you take the wasp nest down, you'll take your house out in the tree. Nothing an M80 and a shotgun blast won't handle. Yeah, don't worry about all the buckshot that's left in.
Let's just blow things up, everyone.
Blow things up. Here we go.
Wasp nest, no problem. Just blow it up.
312-981-7200. Okay, and 224 wants to know if we're reporting an accident that happened in Prospect Heights this morning. I was here since 9:30 waiting for the Northwestern game to end. I don't know anything about what's going on at Prospect Heights. So I'll throw it to the newsroom and hopefully they'll pick it up. If something happened at Prospect Heights, I don't know what happened in Prospect Heights. Not on my way in, I didn't go through Prospect Heights, so I can't tell you. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration. I know you want to talk about something, but I think this mold thing is a big deal. Because, again, Just like Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is going to be, just like Roy Spencer's going out to homes because the pendulum has swung, Executive Green is going to be going out. No more of this 20 people in line to buy a home, escalator clauses, $50,000 above the ask price, selling in 3 days, cash sales. We don't care about the home inspection. It's a different market today than it was 6 months ago, let alone 12 months ago. It's getting tighter, and the buyers got the power now. And if a home inspector goes up to an attic or down to a basement or anywhere in the house and sees mold, and you let the seller dictate how they're going to remediate that mold in a home that you're moving into with your family, you are completely out of your mind.
Yep.
Please take it from. Explain the cheap ways out.
So, and for sellers too, you want to catch this before the deal's on the table. We get so many calls. Hey, we're closing. Closes tomorrow. We found mold. We got to fix it. There's areas in the home. You're talking your sump pumps, David. You know about that.
Yep.
Sump pumps. You're talking refrigerator leaks, toilets underneath the vanity, the sinks. You want
attics.
To look attic spaces, crawl spaces. You want to look in these areas often. Sometimes we only look in there seasonally. You know, you use the crawl space or maybe the attic space to put some store some things. So you want to look in there, and you probably should have an expert come out to take a look. And it's no big deal for Blue Sky to come out and help. And I said the number. I'll say it again for folks listening. 800-266-5677. Give us a call.
I'll cut you off right there because there's a school of thought that says you don't want to know what's there because once you know that's there, you have to fix it. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one school of thought. There are realtors and real estate attorneys going, he's right. And then there's another school of thought that's like, I'd rather know beforehand because the home inspector in this different time of market right now is going to find it, and I don't want anything to delay my transaction or freak the buyer out as to buying my home. You guys know this firsthand.
Correct.
I had a bee nest, a bee.
Are you talking about the hornet nest?
No. I had a bee comb. I had a honeycomb.
Oh, honeycomb. That's right. That's right.
I had like a 3-foot honeycomb that excreted honey, and I thought it was mold. And you guys said no. You guys came out, tested it up and down. My buyer wanted to talk to you. And I'm like, I understand it looks bad, but there's nothing wrong. Right. And they called you guys up. You guys went out there. I'm like, call these guys. I've had them out here. Mm-hmm. I've tested the area. They've come out with their mammograms or whatever the hell you got there.
Wait, what?
What's it called?
Thermal hygrometers. Yeah, one of the cameras, moisture meters.
Stay in your lane. I got the barometer part right. But it's a different market. So I got ahead of it because I knew they were going to see the black marks on the wood. But I did everything I could to clean it. I couldn't get the honey out of the wood. It was a dark stain. Right. But there was nothing organically wrong with it.
Yeah, before I knew about mold, I'd see a dark stain on the wall and I'd kind of panic. And it's just dirt or it's dust, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are certified technicians that can test for mold. You can have that done in advance. But a lot of times when you see it, sometimes it is a do-it-yourself situation where it's maybe 1 foot area. But often when you're expanding that 3-10 feet, now you really need professional remediation so it's done correct in a controlled fashion. It doesn't spread.
What's the right way to do it? Explain the right way to do it. You could encapsulate it. It's inexpensive. And you could get it done because that's what the seller's going to want to do. Trust me on this. The seller's going to want to encapsulate it. The seller's going to come up with some BS excuse. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. You get to the closing, sign the papers. It's no longer their problem. They got their check. They're on to the next home.
Right.
It now becomes your problem.
Well, here's a red flag for us. When we go into a home and we go into an attic space and it looks white. That's not proper remediation in our opinion. You know, you want to go in there and you want to contain the space. We're talking about the attic, the scuttle, the access to the attic panel. You want to contain that space. You want to use some negative pressure or neutral pressure. You want to clean. You're basically cleaning, adding antimicrobials. You're adding solutions to clean. And then finally, the attic space should look like new construction. You can encapsulate. You don't absolutely have to, but you want to encapsulate with a clear solution.
When you say white, is it like white as a primer? Is that what
exactly?
You, so,
there's products out there such as Kills or Zinsser, but you end up wanting to use something. I was just going to say it's kind of like a shellac. It's not that product, but it's clear. So it looks like a honeycomb, to stay on the theme. Looks like a clear glaze, and it actually looks like new construction. That is what you want. That's what you want to achieve.
What's the difference of investment of doing the encapsulation cheap way, inexpensive, quick in and out if you're a seller, or getting up there and remediating? What is the investment differential?
So here's what happens. You have someone like me go out there, and I'm going to offer proper remediation and the full steps and the details and the warranty, and it's going to look like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more. And then you're going to have another salesman that may walk in there and say, for $500, $600, I'll paint your attic space white. And then what happens is it looks good for a week, a month, and then all of a sudden the black mold starts to kind of seep through, and you start to see it. And then you call me again. Now we got to go in there and we got to do some high pressure treatment to get that off, you know, media blasting. Mm. And that's very expensive.
If you are buying a house in this market, and there are realtors curdling right now because they don't want me talking about this, especially if they're the listing agent. If you're buying a house right now and there is mold, you have full control in the situation because now the seller knows about a challenge that they have in the home that they might not have known about. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not running into my attic to look at stuff. If somebody goes up there and says, I have a problem, I now know a problem that I have to remedy. And if I'm going to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in multiplicities of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm going to send my kids in there, and I'm going to be living with a young family like Kelly is knocking babies out every other year here, all right? She's a baby factory, okay? She's got three kids. No, two, three.
I have three. Yeah.
Three babies, right? She's a baby machine. And she wants to move her family, and she's going to be living there 10, 15, 20 years in a home. She doesn't want to have some half rear-end job done. Right. She wants it out of there, done. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, the strategy is, if the seller doesn't want to do it, then you get a bid from you,
right,
and then you get a seller's closing cost credit to offset that amount of money that the buyer doesn't have to bring in closing costs, and then you use that money to hire Blue Sky to come in there and do it right. Because the seller, it's just human nature. The seller's going to do the cheapest, quickest way to get the hell out because they're getting their teeth handed to them right now in 5-10% price reductions. That's what's happening in this market. You waited too long. I told you last year you should have sold a damn house and you didn't.
Yep.
Phone number, we're going to come back after the break and talk about more. But going into the top of the hour news, what's your contact information?
800-266-5677. GoBlueSky.com. That's GoBlueSky.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, even though Joe is not here. And Janelle Iacino is sitting in his seat. The phone line and the text line and the photo line are open. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Ron Brown in the newsroom for some news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, David Jennings. The deep voice here at WGN Radio. I love David Jennings. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're talking fire. We want to talk about fire. You were telling us a crazy story about a grandson that was watching Grandma's Home when Grandma went on vacation.
Unfortunate situation, David. We've seen a bunch of fires this year, but I wanted to highlight a few. And these things happen. You know, a lot of folks, hey, I had water damage. I've got mold. And I always say the worst thing that could ever happen, truly, is a structural fire. And on any scale, I mean, you burn dinner or, you know, you're lighting a firecracker. I mean, I've done that as a kid in the house, you know, and it's like you start a little fire. You try to get it out right away. And if you can't get it out of the way, you got to get out of the house, period, out of the building. But in this instance, you know, we had a customer that was on vacation, mm-hmm. and she had her family member watching the home. And I guess the gentleman was smoking a cigarette before bed and put it out on the back patio.
Flicked it out the window.
Yep, and then woke up.
Because it's easier to flick the butt out the back window instead of putting it out in an ashtray.
Unfortunately,
or flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Let's just flick it out the open window, see what happens. What happened?
You know, we respond, and you know, you want to be sensitive. I always ask, is everyone okay?
Well, What happened with smoking?
So
goes to bed,
the entire back porch just lit up.
Oh,
so it's mostly outside fire, but it goes up. You know, obviously the flames go up, the smoke goes up, attic space. Now you're doing it's pretty much a full gut. I mean, unfortunately, like 80%.
Come on.
Well, you know what? Because the firefighters show up, they're doing a great job, but you know
they go through to knock the fire out.
So now you got a flood all the way down to the crawl space,
and that's not the firefighters' fault. That's what they're trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pump water on that sucker until make sure it doesn't start up again. That's their job, and knock holes in the wall to make sure there's no fires in the wall. And they're going through, and they don't care what it looks like. Their job's put that fire out.
And so they'll cut holes in the roof, they'll punch some windows down, kick doors down, and then we're called in, and it's our task. It's a matter of public safety. You need to secure the property. In some cases, that's doing a board up, or in extreme cases, it's putting a fence around the building.
Sure.
So we're called in to do that. And at the same time, we have conversations with these folks and, hey, are you okay? You know, how can we help you? And ultimately, we're hired. You know, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, fire damage restoration is basically, it's our bread and butter. It's what we do. And we fix broken buildings, basically from A to Z. You know, our facility in Rolling Meadows, 110,000 square feet climate control.
Amazing facility in Rolling Meadows.
And so when you have a fire of this magnitude, like step one, what's the electrical situation? Because typically the electrical's cut off. And how do you get the building deodorized? You got to take everything out. So everything that's salvageable, you know, appliances, maybe some clothing, furniture. We pack all that out like a professional moving company.
Computers, books, all that stuff.
All of it. That can be saved because if it's a total loss, then it stays on site for insurance to evaluate. We take it to our building. We store it, deodorize it, clean it. It stays there till it's ready to get back to the home. So it's a great service.
You missed a step. You catalog everything to make sure you've got everything cataloged. So with the stuff coming out, you could coordinate with insurance. And then going back, you're like, hey, we saved all of these items so you don't have to replace it.
Yeah, yeah, that's getting into it. But we categorize everything. It's like a professional moving company is what I say. And another part of our business is reconstruction and repair. Now, hardwood flooring in a home. You want to refinish your hardwood floors. Well, what do you have to do? You got to take everything out. So that's a service we provide. We'll go into the home, we'll pack everything out, inventory, itemize, take tons of photos of each and every item for, you know, pre-existing damages and stuff like that. Take it to our building. Once the work's done, it's returned.
How long does it usually take?
On a floor refinish, it could be, you know, just a couple days. But when you're doing a house structural fire or a commercial property, it could be months.
If you're pulling out furniture, you're pulling out books, you're pulling out clothing, you're pulling out pictures, you're pulling out computers, how long does it take it to go through your system to get all of that back to working order?
It's quick. I mean, electronics, we break them down, we deodorize them, we clean them, we put them back together, we test them, and if they don't work, then that's part of your insurance claim. It could take a house, a big house, could take just a week or so to get everything out so we can get in there and start doing the demo and the cleanup and the repair process.
What was the conversation like with the grandson?
That was a tough one, you know. I mean, you feel bad, and you're like, look, you know, you were watching the home, and you had a mistake, but luckily, you know, you didn't end up in the hospital, right? Or, you know,
third degree burns and could have died.
Yeah, and then we had another one in Des Plaines during the storms where a lightning strike hit the top of the home, lit the fire. Family had no clue. Neighbor ran over, knocked on their door, woke them up, said, hey, you've got a fire.
Their roof was on fire.
Roof was on fire. Like, the peak of the roof was hit. Fire started. It was a thunderstorm, so they just, you know, they didn't hear it. Just, you know, and so their neighbor rushes over and bangs on the door, says, "Hey, you got a fire!" And then again, we show up. We're doing the board up there, and ultimately the same process. You know, walking these folks through. You know what the number one question is?
What's that?
What now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's next? And then I tell them, "Hey, you need to get some rest. Yep. You know, it's midnight. Stay with your neighbor, get the hotel, and I'll be back in the morning and we'll run through the whole deal." Mm-hmm. And it's usually about a 30-minute conversation of explaining, hey, well, you got to shut off all your utilities. You got to go visit your tax assessor. There's all these things that you're not thinking of. You don't know.
And it's not going to change at 2 in the morning or 8 the next day.
Correct. Night. Correct. And there, and in that moment, the adrenaline and the shock.
You got a lot of things going on.
You won't remember a thing.
I will tell you a story. I was down at Ashland Steel and AK Steel in Ashland, Kentucky, 20-some years ago. And one of my seasoned crane operators folded a boom back over the cab. Mm. Okay. Something happened, folded it over, snapped, came about 3 feet from squashing the guy. So, and I'm like freaking out. I'm this new kid there. I'm like, what do we do? The supervisor comes over and he looks, he goes, it's 11:50. Let's go have some lunch. Swear to God, we literally lifted the crane operator out of the crane. The same situation.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
Sure.
Right? The boom's folded over your crane. That's not going to change. Let's go. You know, let's go get a sandwich.
Yeah. That night, once the dust settles a bit, and I'm with the grandson or the family, and I'm like, look, now's not the time.
Let's settle it in the morning. Get a good night's sleep. Let's get a meal in us. Mm-hmm. We'll go back to the mill. Everybody's alive. Nobody lost their lives. Everybody's safe. It's a piece of equipment, right? We'll get a new boom shipped down. We'll get the sheet metal guys out here. We'll put a new cab on there. Crane operator safe. The crane can be fixed. The owner of the house that's staying in the house is okay. The house can be fixed.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole point of that story, right? Let's go get a sandwich. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? We got a $400,000 machine here. We almost killed a guy. It's like, yeah, let's go get some chicken wings. Let's go up to Denny's and get some whatever the hell it was. I'm like, all right, let's go.
For your listeners with homes and businesses and properties that they manage, I would say, please, you know, understand your insurance coverage, what type of limits you have. You know, if you have $100,000, you were talking about art in your home.
Sure.
But you only have $20,000, $30,000 of coverage.
Yep.
That's a problem, but you won't know that until you do
until you have a fire.
Right.
Until you have something big happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Understand your limits, understand your coverage, and speak with an expert, speak with a professional, and that will go a long way. Our number is 800-266-5677. That's 24 hours, even on holidays. You do not have to wait. If you had a situation on a Friday night, you don't have to wait till Monday, because we hear that a lot. Oh, we wait. You know, why did you call us now? We waited. You know, we didn't know. Right. So this number is 24/7.
What number?
800-266-5677.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with Kelly Mickley and Dave Rampage of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We're going to be talking about their two-room special they have, as well as cleaning around the home to get it ready for sale. Also upholstery cleaning, and also commercial space that they clean as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records
Landecker.
Wow,
you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. A texter would like to know if you will go out to Kankakee down by Bourbonnais, where the Bears used to train at the university there. And there's a steel mill down there. It used to be called Birmingham Bolt. I think Nucor took it over. It just means nothing. Just flashback to my days in the scrap iron and metal business. But Kankakee is pretty far south.
Yes. I would say we do go there, but it depends on the situation, the scheduling. You got to work with us a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if you're in Kankakee, give us a call, and I will be happy to assist you and get the information.
Well, Dykstra made a comment because he offered a similar special. You're offering two rooms for $114.
Yes.
He offered a clean and check for like $99 or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
And it was past his typical service area, and his comment was, if you could get three or four or five mm-hmm. of your neighbors that want to go in mm-hmm. on the same type of clean and check.
Yes.
At the same time as I have a truck down there,
yeah.
I'll come into your neighborhood yeah. because then it makes sense for the truck and the technician to be there at the same time. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah, same for us. We've also done something similar to that. And if you're what we'd consider out of our service area, then yes, we would do that as well.
If you have three or four of your neighbors mm-hmm. that want the yeah. best cleaning in the business, you've done my homes numerous times, my yeah. couches, my because I'm a drooler.
Ew.
Oh, he's up there.
Yeah, lots of it, too.
A lot of it. I fall asleep on the couch and it's a waterworks, okay? And my wife yells at me, and after we get it done, you're never sleeping on the couch again. Sure, bam, like 20 minutes later, I'm out. But you've done all of that. Not only do you, I want to concentrate going into the break, because we have a short stretch here. You don't only clean carpets, and I want to get that out there. You clean flooring. I know, but like vinyl yeah. flooring, you clean
tiles, wood cleaning, not refinishing. Yes, floors, upholstery,
leather.
We do clean yeah. leather, yeah.
Mm-hmm. leather couches,
yeah. area rugs, and also area rug special we have going on. If we pick up your rugs, we will take them, clean them, deliver them back to you. We are offering 25% off of that service.
And how's that gauge? Is it on the size, square foot of the carpet, or how does it
yes,
work?
Yes, it's going to be based on the size of the rug.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you have a special facility that you bring it in mm-hmm. and do your
own? Yes, we do. Yep, they're all done.
We do them all ourselves.
Yep. Okay. In-house, in your own machine?
In-house. Yes, we have our own rug plant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. So explain the special one more time before the break. We only got 2 minutes before the break. What does two areas mean for $114?
Okay.
Define yes. an area.
So an area is anything 200 square feet or less per room. So we're not going to combine as many rooms as you can get for 200 square feet. If you have a living room that is 300 square feet, we will count that as two areas.
Okay.
So two areas, the first two areas is 114 is our special. And then after that, we'll quote you. So,
and the amount of time leading up to getting scheduled? Are you, is there openings in the schedule? Because a lot of our listeners hear it. They want to take advantage of it. And they want it done yesterday. Yes. Are you free next week? Are you booked next week? Because there was a time where you were out 2-3 weeks because everybody wanted to get it done before the holidays or something.
Yes.
What does your schedule look like?
As we get into the fall, it does get busier. We will start to book up. So if you would like something on our schedule, please call now. Don't hesitate and then, you know, call us last minute. But for the most part, we are pretty flexible. And we work Monday through Saturday. So we will work on the weekend.
You bring your own water to the job. You use safe products in the house. You have three children.
Yes.
Dave has 16 grandchildren, so it's very important. It's very important for you as a family-run organization to have safe products and to only use safe products, because you will only use the products in other houses, in other listeners' houses that you use in your house. Can you explain that quickly before the break in a minute and a half?
Yes, 100% everything is safe. We use the purified water in a solution that you can drink and you would be 100% fine. All of my kids have been around everything their whole life. Me and my brother growing up have been around everything, so you don't have to worry about sensitivities or allergies.
No kids extra fingers growing, no extra toes growing.
Nope. It's pretty simple.
I mean, your dad had some things going on with his face a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Skin cancer, that's all taken care of.
You look great, Dave.
Thanks.
You look like a horror movie about a month ago.
I know, it was crazy.
Frankenstein.
Did he get stung by a bee, too?
Oh, I had skin six things of skin cancer in my face.
Oh, my goodness.
He came to the 100-year anniversary party with a bandage around his head. He looked like the freaking mummy man.
On my side.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Gosh,
looked great.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, scared the hell out of everybody.
Like every two weeks, he had to get a surgery done.
Poor guy.
Yeah, like he looked a lot better than he does now with the surgery and the gauze bag. That's a whole other story for another day. Okay, so what number? We're going to come back, talk more about the commercial side of your operation, because a lot of our listeners are being forced to go back into the workplace, and a lot of work business owners want their workers back in the workplace, and they got to get those areas clean. So right now, what's the phone number to give out if our listeners want to take advantage of that 114 per two areas?
So you can reach us at 630-990-8600. Again, 630-990-8600, or our website is wgnclean.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to do the bottom of the hour. We're going to throw it over to Ronnie in the newsroom. Then we're going to come back with the commercial side of your operation to learn more about that. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, WGNDavid.com. And you can download podcasts and previous shows as well. Got a text message here from 630. My dog urinated on the rug several times. Is the carpet salvageable with a cleaning? Also signed, Janelle Iacino. So
I don't have a dog.
I didn't realize you had a 630 texter, but that's fine. So you probably get that a lot, right? Pets, cats, dogs. Humans, right, have some accidents, but what is it about animal urine that is the toughest to get the stain out and to get the smell out?
It's so strong.
Yeah. Double, triple treatments, or how do you get it out?
There's multiple treatments we can do. The best one and most thorough is what we call a stage 3 process cleaning. And
that sounds serious.
Dun, dun, dun.
It can get pricey, but if you want us to solve your problem, then you need to go with our professional guidance. And if we say this is kind of what you need to do, then that's going to be your best option. We do have other options for odor treatments that are more of a topical treatment, but it's not going to 100% solve your problem. So with the stage 3 process, we're getting all the way, for example, if it was for a carpeted area, we're getting all the way into the backing of the carpet, the padding, down to the subfloor. And really,
I was going to ask about that, the padding. That's where
and
it traps
the flooring, too.
Into the floor and really tracking where the urine went, because if you don't get it all out, it's going to come back through.
I'm sorry, Dave, go ahead.
It's 3 times the size on the back than it is on the top, on the surface.
So it's like a gunshot, right? The exit wound is more dangerous, is more prevalent than the actual entry wound, right? So you've got your dog urinating or a cat or whatever you got. running around.
Sometimes you can't see it either. So we'll bring in a black light and we can, you know, see it illuminate.
And you would love that.
We do that sometimes for rodent urine detection.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's great, yeah.
A little Dave Savini black light. But little kids as well, right? Yeah. I mean,
kids we get have calls accidents. All the time. Elderly, infants throwing up their milk, or you know, just spit, and little kids having accidents, and we hear it all. Don't be embarrassed. Give us a call, and we'll help you.
Anybody that has kids or has had kids or has kids, we'll tell you. You could feed your little toddler. Mm-hmm. Everything is great. Big smiles, giggling. Mm-hmm. And then they like their head spin around and then projectile vomiting.
We've all seen it.
Oh, yeah.
If you have kids, you've seen it all. So, I mean.
Right. Yeah. It's like happiest baby in the world gives you that look. Bam. I don't know what hits. And then you know, whatever happens. It's all over the place. And then they're back and like, yeah, but it's great.
We recommend you guys all the time for severe rodent situations because when people don't realize how many rodents, you know, they might see one, but where there's one, there's at least 6 to 12 more in a mouse nest.
Yeah.
So people don't, like you said, they don't see it.
Right.
But you're going to smell something funky and you're like, where is it coming from? But that's why we recommend you guys all the time.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Vice versa, that we recommend you to kill.
Right, because we don't do that.
We don't kill with the cleaning.
Well, and the cleaning is like, that's a one-time thing, but like, if you're not going to get rid of the source of why it's smelling bad, then you're just feeding a dead horse.
Yep, exactly.
312-91-7200. I saw this commercial this morning. It's funny, 773. There's a new commercial out where a man calls it Poof. Have you seen those commercials? It's this new product where they spray it and poof, the smell goes away.
Oh, yeah. It
literally just came out. It's the first time I saw it. Sprays it in his mouth and puts it on his animals and puts it on his rugs. The only thing I don't know is takes away the germs, but it's 100% smell. Have you ever heard of it? I saw the commercial.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah, don't put anything on your carpet or rugs that you don't really know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Most anything you buy on TV or at the stores will cause damage. And it will not fix your problem.
And they're hired to be good marketers, which works, obviously. So be careful.
Yeah, this reminds me of those like plug-in things that people talk about getting for mice and stuff. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, man, by the time you spend so much money on that stuff, it's like you could have just called us and we would have gotten to the root of the problem.
Right, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about commercial. A lot of companies are opening back up, opening their offices back up. They've already been opened back up. And they are requiring their employees to come back into the office for whatever reason they have. That is just the way they're going. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase basically said, in no uncertain terms, if you don't come back, it's been great having you work at Chase.
Yes.
And I'm paraphrasing that. But what do you guys do on the commercial side of it to prepare offices or to keep offices clean so the employees and the employer feel safe and they have a clean working work environment?
Well, I think it's like any cleaning we do. We do a good, thorough job, and you know that should make you feel safe. We can handle anything. We used to maintain all the Art Van furniture stores in Illinois and Indiana. We just did a 100,000 square foot building the other couple weeks ago. So, yeah, just, you know, our process for cleaning commercial or residential is we do it right. We're thorough.
And we get a lot of people that ask, is my job too big or too small? And I always say, no, it doesn't matter if you have one room of carpet you want cleaned. It doesn't matter if you have 200,000 square feet, you know, big office space. We can handle it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You were doing grocery stores as well. I know there were, weren't you doing the Dominic's or
it was the Art Vans.
The Art Vans, I'm sorry.
You've done some Dominic's.
Yeah. No, way back when. I thought you were doing...
I don't know.
A couple, 3 years ago.
It was the Art Van furniture. It was the Art Van furniture. Yeah, we did like all the carpet and all the tile and grout in the stores. And like Downers Grove, that's like 120,000 square foot building. So it was a lot. They would lock us in the store. That's probably what you were thinking of.
And you have nothing to do with Art Van going out.
Well, they closed.
Right. Yeah, nothing to do with
exactly. We found out when everybody else did.
No, they're Carpet and tile looked great. It wasn't about that. Actually, Mr. Van died, and he sold the business to a private equity company, which that didn't go well in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Typically doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to you guys and get more information, what's the best way to reach you?
You can reach us by phone at 630-990-8600 or WGNclean.com.
All right, we're going to do a roundtable here for the next hour and 15 minutes. Open season here, folks. 312-981-7200. You got a question, we got an answer for you. 312-981-7200. It could be like interpersonal relationships. Janelle, you're an expert on that.
Sure.
312-981-7200. Listen, you could communicate with bees when they're having challenges mating. Why not work your way down to the mammals, well, Dr. Janelle?
I love animals.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Pete could help you with your reproductive questions. He's got five kids. He walks.
Oh my gosh.
He walks by his wife, just says hello. She's pregnant. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dude, that's the name they gave me. Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Mega Pros, call, text, and photo line. Janelle, you want to talk about some free tickets to the Kids Museum, the Cole Kids
Cole
Museum.
Cole Children's Museum. Rose Pest Solutions just debuted a brand new exhibit with our friends at Cole Children's Museum called the Honeybee Hideout. And I was actually on live TV promoting it and got stung by one of these bees. But, you know, no pain, no gain, right? And I was able to teach kids about the fact that honeybees only sting once and then they die and they don't really want to hurt us. They're just protecting the queen and all that.
Especially when they sting you in the side of the face while you're cutting the ribbon for the bee.
I couldn't believe that happened. It got stuck in my earring and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
As she's cutting the ribbon in Glenview at the Cold Children's Museum, she gets stung in the freaking ear.
Yep.
How awesome is that?
I have free family passes. If anybody is, if any of the listeners are interested in some free family passes. While supplies last. One pass is good for a family of four. And if you want to email, contact us at rosepestcontrol.com. I'd be happy to pop them in the mail for you.
All right. And it is rat season. It's always rat season.
Always, yeah.
We still have a rat problem here in the city of Chicago.
I just hope we don't. This is not going to be the eighth year in a row because we've topped the charts for rattiest city in America for the last 7 years.
Why?
Because of a lot of things. Well, pandemic, businesses shut down. The dumpsters that rats were feasting out of behind restaurants disappeared when everything closed down. They all moved to residential areas where people were spending time and filling dumpsters.
Sure.
And now when things open back up, they're just widespread. Now they're in both residential and commercial areas. So the populations are out of control. They're thriving. They're surviving things they shouldn't. We're constantly doing analysis work on this stuff. To me personally, I work with the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum in their taxidermy lab, and I analyze a lot of the things that are causing these rats to survive, and it's really freaky.
What can the city do to curb the rat population, and what can the residents of the city do, and what can the businesses that operate in the city do? It's a three-pronged attack.
It's more than three. It's like it's got to be like a 50-prong attack level, because it's not just the city's thing. Okay,
suburbs,
sure.
Suburbs, too.
Yeah. More suburbs are experiencing rats now than ever. Evanston, they're moving.
They're not hopping on the Metro, you know, Milwaukee North and taking it up.
We don't know that for sure.
I'm just saying here, we're at 303 East Wacker.
Right.
Okay, we've got restaurants, probably 50 restaurants within a mile radius.
And all the water, the river.
It's
everything. It's not just sanitation. It's not just the city. It's not just homeowners. It's everybody's responsibility. When you see a rat, open up the 311 app and report it. Upload a picture, and that's how the city knows to dispatch the rodent abatement program.
Really?
Yes. You know the signs that you'll see in alleys, last baited, target rats, and there's a date on it? the only way that they know to dispatch the rodent abatement people is if it's reported. So do your diligence. Even if it's your neighbor's place, report it. That's the only way that they're going to know where these populations are booming.
And don't report your neighbor and be a jerk if there's no rat coming out of it. If you see a rat, you're saying try to snap a picture because they're pretty fast little buggers. And say, hey.
But even if you can't, like the 311 app allows you to put the address in or the intersection, and then at least it's recorded and there's a sighting.
Okay.
And then they can, when there's multiple sightings in an area, they'll dispatch someone to actually put some bait down. But it is also, too, it's a matter of private property, you know, in my backyard, even. I'm kind of dealing with a battle right now because I live next to a halfway house and there's, you know, shopping carts that appear from stores that don't even exist in my neighborhood. And there's garbage overflowing in the gangway. And that's why we've got rats coming into our property. You can't always control what the neighbor's doing, but you can be diligent about reporting it. And you can do what you can within your own confines of your own backyard to ward them off.
Does it get worse as we go into the winter?
It gets worse in terms of them getting indoors. As temperatures drop, they want to be inside just like the rest of us. And so if you don't have your property buttoned up, if you've got gaps or crevices, they're going to take advantage of that.
And winter is coming.
Because winter is coming.
I can't believe we're in August and talking about this already.
Game of Thrones.
But no, this is the time of year to do something because you still have a chance before the S word is on the ground. Will
you do free evaluations?
Absolutely.
Assessments?
Free quotes all day, every day. And we've got a staff big enough to handle same day service right now. So don't hesitate. If you've got stink bugs already showing up on your property, get something done now before they crawl up underneath the siding and they hang out there all winter long.
And what about, you don't do the rodents like skunks and chipmunks and all that?
Well, those are wildlife. That's nuisance wildlife. And we have friends that we refer that work out to.
Okay, so if you have, because I see skunks running around now like crazy.
Yep, wildlife is very, you know, I was even by the beach, a Montrose beach, and saw a coyote right on the beachfront.
Come on.
And, you know, you see all those rabbits in the city all the time too. That's what they're eating. And they're eating the rats.
Really?
Coyotes right behind me, within feet of me. I was like, what is that thing? But
so they eat the rats.
They eat rats. They eat the rabbits that are in.
And they also eat your dogs.
Ugh, it's scary.
Yeah, they're very aggressive
but
predators.
For nuisance wildlife and for honeybees, I want to make sure I tell you guys this too. We do not kill honeybees. Bees are a totally different animal from wasps. And when I was talking about wasps earlier and hornets and stuff, that's a completely different type of animal from our beloved pollinators who make honey and are responsible for 1 in 3 bites of food that we take.
Right.
So when we do encounter honeybees in the field, we work with local beekeepers to come and grab them and add them to their hives, and then everybody's happy.
How does that work out? Do they assimilate to hives, or is there sometimes a problem amongst the bees within, if you bring in outside bees to an existing hive?
There's a protocol for it. I mean, I'm sure, just like, you know, when you introduce new fish to your fish tank, you got to acclimate them, right? So, and when you're dealing with multiple queens, let's be honest, things can get a little aggressive. But no, there's beekeepers know what they're doing, and we would rather them come and collect them than try to deal with it on our own.
How do our listeners reach out to you?
For free quotes anytime, you can visit rosepestcontrol.com or give us a call at 800-GOT-PESTS.
All right, we're going to come back after the top of the hour news break with more from Pete Marrero formerly JC Restoration, Blue Sky Restoration. We're going to talk about more of the services that you guys provide our listeners. 312-981-7200, formerly JC Restoration, now Blue Sky Restoration. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We're going to take a quick break, throw it over to Ron Brown in the newsroom. 312-981. Okay, so much for the rejoin. 312, we're the professionals. It all goes to hell after 6 o'clock. 312-981. 720-312-981-7200. I'm learning all about drones and registrations and everything else. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's throw it over to our good friend Pete Marrero from formerly JC Restoration, Blue Sky Restoration. What other services do you guys order? And address the text message from our texter, because I think that if a listener is that concerned about what they texted about, let's read it and address it and get it out in the open.
Yeah, so there was some confusion. Dennis texted in, and he wanted to know about the phone number. So we have our national number, which links to our office here in Chicagoland, is 800-266-5677. That is correct. But if you wanted to bypass all that and call the office direct, our number is still 800-956-8844.
It's been like that forever.
Yeah, that's the old
JC Restoration
correct
number.
Correct, it'd go to our number. But the other one, I mean, the same. You call that number, ask for me, you're going to get a patch directly to my cell
directly
phone.
To you. So not only do you do mold, not only do you do fire, do you do smoke, you also do floods, you also do
water damage, board up services, emergency calls. Literally, if you had a fire and it was put out, we can dispatch within the hour to cover up any openings. We do contents processing. We talked about that, where we take pictures and inventory everything and pack it out to our building. We coordinate asbestos testing. That's huge. You know, when you go into a house fire, a building fire, we want to know what type of material we're getting into for the safety of the workers and the folks living there. So we coordinate that. We can help coordinate mold testing. So if you wanted just to know, hey, what's the air quality in my house? You know, we've got vendors and teammates that can go out to your home and literally, with a swab in the air, let you know in real time what's going on.
What about radon?
Radon, we coordinate that as well. Yeah, it's basically anything home, business, property. Again, we fix broken buildings, so we cover the gamut of that stuff.
And you work with the commercial side as well that Executive Green does. You're working with property managers that and management companies that oversee huge corporate facilities. Like you said, they, I think the last time you were on, a roof fell in and completely destroyed an entire office building
during a heavy rainstorm. And, you know, we have service agreements in place. So that's one of the keys. If you're listening and you manage a building or a property, you can get on our service agreement. You'll have all of our pricing up front for the year. And you just call us and we show up and do the work. We also, we're heavy on continuing education. We put on a seminar basically every year. This year, it's coming up the last week of September. I believe it's the 26th.
How many people can you see? You have an auditorium built into part of your facility. Yeah. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. 110 folks. And and we're bringing in that amount every day for the week. And it's property managers, facility managers, chief engineers, insurance folks.
What type of talks are you doing?
This class is called Ripple Effect, and it's 100% water damage. We actually have a flood trailer that we flood at the beginning, and by the end of the day, when you know you get your CCs and you get to see this trailer dry out completely. And the class is presented and taught by Corey Ambrose and Joel Hosley. So, and those guys do a great job. You already know.
Who should be interested in attending that? If is a property manager listening?
Property managers, insurance agents, chief engineers, any professional. If you need CECs, you can
What's
go to
a CEC?
Continuing education.
Oh, CE.
Credits.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you give those and you're accredited. Mm-hmm. It's all accredited. So is there a cost to this?
I believe so, but it's nothing
exorbitant.
No, and you're fed breakfast, lunch. It's a great event. I'll be working, but I try to jump in there. So we do a fire class called the Ripple Effect. That's this year. Next year, we do our fire class, which is called Smoke on the Water. And yours truly, I'm on that class. So.
And if our listeners want more information about attending those classes, how do they get a hold of you?
You can want to visit our website at GoBlueSky.com, GoBlueSky.com, or just give us a call at our number. You can either or 800-266-5677 or 800-956-8844. Ask for Candace Johnson, and she'll set you up.
It goes to the same number, right? It all gets cycled back to Chicago.
Yeah, after hours, it goes to a call center. You just say where you are. You know, I'm in Chicago, and they patch you right to our office.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
On the holidays, midnight, any hour, our operation is we're 24 hours and we will respond.
Fires and storms don't sleep.
No.
Okay. If our listeners want more information, one more time, those 800 numbers?
Yep. 800-266-5677, 800-956-8844.
All right. We're going to bring it back with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. I hear one of our texters, I didn't know this, that you have 8 cats.
Yes.
What?
8 cats and growing.
That makes me excited that somebody's been listening.
I hear
I've said it a couple times on my couple things that I've been interviewing with WGN.
So I hear Kelly from Executive Green has 8 cats. They must be very good at odor removal. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I have more than cats, though. We're like you, Janelle. Yeah. We love the animals over here in our household. We've got some reptiles. Mm. My husband loves the reptiles and I love the furry ones. So we have an array of animals. Yes. Mm.
Do you have any insects?
We do have a lot, actually.
Uh-oh. Food.
He has no.
Oh.
I don't
Dead.
Like
Dead. God.
I don't like the animals that you need to feed the insects to. So we have tortoises. We have have you ever heard of a tegu lizard?
No.
Okay, they're huge. It's like 5 feet long.
Whoa.
And
do you need Madagascar roaches to feed them?
No. When they're babies, they eat the insects. But now he loves eggs, raw meat.
Oh,
I guess
salmon, lobster tail, shrimp, Costco.
I don't think I've told you this, David, but I now have termites.
No, it's a shock.
I have a beautiful acrylic display that my boss gave me, and it's got a slice of wood in it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're eating off of. But it's fascinating to watch them. And what I wanted to say earlier about the mold stuff, too, it's not just honeybees sometimes that will cause something that looks like black walls that is often confused with mold, but it's termites, too.
Yeah.
Termites will do that. Wherever there's water damage and rotting wood, termites will look at that like a buffet. So,
all right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm gonna go get a bag to. I'm gonna go pop like some Pepto Bismol pills here. 312-981-7200. You guys, it's like normal. Yeah, we got 5 foot lizard. That's no problem.
How about some
Madagascar? Get a Madagascar roaches.
We
to
have
feed
lots
them.
Of bugs too.
Oh yeah. No problem. Yeah. You guys are out of your mind. 312-981. I got 2 dogs. I got a German Shepherd and I got a Golden. That's enough. 312-981-72. I don't got a 5 foot flipping lizard. Josh had an alligator in his living room, for God's sake.
Okay, we wouldn't get an alligator, but
that's a little extreme.
It's a little extreme.
312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
You can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
There's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found it.
You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food
source. Recipes.
It's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're laughing because you know you're not right.
I know.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. I want to get back to the pet smells and the pet stains. We were talking about this poof product on, and essentially Dave and I, Dave Rampage, your pop, and I saw the same commercial, and they have this chemical, and it's a spray, and the spray does something chemically to the odor, and it does something chemically. But you guys were talking during the break off air about how that urine gets down into the matting of the carpet, gets into the padding of the carpet, gets down into the subsurface, whatever the carpet and the padding are sitting on. It could be concrete, it could be a wood floor, it could be a vinyl floor, whatever type of floor it is. It could be plywood, who knows what it is. This poof is not going to go down deep 3 layers and extract whatever's down there that's going to continue to generate that putrid smell. Can you dive a little deeper into that, please?
Yeah, because with our process also, like you said, it does need to be extracted. And with this product, it sounds like I said, I haven't seen the commercial, but
it's
sounds
a topical
like a topical
thing. Right.
Yeah. It's not going to target the odor.
And I'm not disparaging this product.
Right.
But it was spraying on and it had chemicals and it had I'm the guy with the 18 on the ACT that got like a 6 on the science section, all right? So I'm by no means any idea, an expert on this, but it had different type of scientific quotients up there, or
chemical bonds,
bonds up there, you know, names and numbers and all the stuff up there. And I was saying it does this, but it doesn't go three layers deep to extract whatever your animal put on the carpet that's now into the subcarpet, that's now into the padding, that's now into the subfloor.
Yeah, you guys soak it, right? It has to be soaked.
And it needs to dwell before we extract it. So it's a timely process.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's not just spray and poof.
No.
Right, so if a homeowner, if a homeowner did it, they'd be making a flood, then they'd have to call
Heat
for those remediation. Yeah.
Right, and take care of the flood they made. We have a special tool which can extract the water.
Yeah, and I was also explaining this to Janelle. The tool is clear on the top, so you can actually see what we're pulling. You can see the urine being pulled out, and it's actually very satisfying. But
you would enjoy that, Janelle.
I would. I like to see proof of something working.
That's right. Janelle is going to urinate on her carpet and invite you.
Oh my gosh!
Just to see what's going.
Look, I don't have any skunks in the house. I don't need to do that.
Skunks are a whole nother problem. So here. And we got to thank you from one of the listeners. I heard the answer on the radio, and I just want to say thank you. I don't know what question we answered.
That was about Blue Sky's phone numbers.
Oh, it was the same. It was the same phone number.
Thanks,
texting.
Dennis.
So there you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Typical time that you're in somebody's house, that you're in a listener's home. If you're doing like I had before I sold my house, I did my living room. Mm-hmm. You guys cleaned my couch. Everything was good. You got it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. I remember we were upstairs quarantined eating Thai food. My wife's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, upstairs. They'll be downstairs. Everything's fine. You guys came in. You cleaned the couch. You cleaned the leather ottoman there. And you did the living room. And you were in and out. And you did the couch in the family room as well. Mm-hmm. So we had two gigantic couches and the area rug. And you were out in under 2-3 hours. I mean, it was a pretty quick
job. Yeah, we're very efficient in our process. It's been perfected over the past 30 years we've been in business, and we're constantly striving to do better. But we do have a good process down, and we won't be in your house all day.
$114 for two rooms, and you do other types of cleaning, the upholstery, the leather, tile, all of those type of things. And I will tell you right now, if you are thinking of putting your house on the market, your house needs to be in absolute perfect condition in this market. Mm-hmm. 12 months ago, today, it didn't have to be in perfect condition. You didn't need to clean the carpets. You didn't need to fix your cracked foundation. You didn't need to take care of the mold. You didn't need to replace anything. People would come in, listeners would come in, do a bidding war. 20 people would be standing outside. They'd have escalator clauses, and you'd sell your house for $15,000, $20,000, $50,000 more. Today is a completely different market. So not only should listeners be aware of getting you out to make sure their house doesn't have any type of smoke smells. Cigarette smell is a whole nother story. Mm-hmm. How do you guys handle cigarette smell in the upholstery, in the carpet?
It's multiple stage process that not only we would be involved in, because smoke gets into everything.
Walls,
any type of drapes, just everything. So as far as the carpet, obviously we can do our cleaning process and go that route, but we won't solve the problem 100% because it takes a multiple of different cleaning sources.
Phone number.
630-990-8600. Again, 630-990-8600 or WGNClean.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Do you have any challenges? We have 15, 20 seconds before the break. Do you have any challenges with cats and with your cats and your small zoo that you've got in your house?
We have our fair share of troubles with kids and pets, I should say. It's a matter of maintaining and getting to it right away.
And the product knows a good carpet cleaner.
Yeah, I was going to say. but the products you use in your house with your animals and your kids, not in that order, and I didn't mean to call your kids your animal, but your children who are animals at times.
In our zoo.
in your small petting zoo, you use in our listeners' homes.
Yes. My husband, we're like, okay, we're going to clean our carpets today. At the end of the day, we're going to our house, and it's the same truck, the same solutions. We're doing the same process in our home.
Right. But for less than 114 a room, I don't think. I think you got it in there. For less, one more time, phone number?
630-990-8600.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Ron Brown in the newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text them, photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Take it over, Ronnie.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You do a presentation on bed bugs.
Yeah, so I was talking to not Corey from Blue right. Sky. I was talking to Pete over the break.
But they look alike.
And I was, not at all. Total opposite. But I was like, yeah, I'm glad to know that you guys do that because, I mean, I know we deal with property managers and facility maintenance people. Those are our customers, you know, and I feel like the more resources we can give them and the more education, the better for everyone. But yeah, we do presentations to teach hospitality staff or restaurant staff even what to look for. Bed bugs are a big thing with apartment buildings and big complexes. And so,
Pete. So is this your backdoor way of asking Corey Ambrose, who's in charge of scheduling all that, to have you come in and do a presentation to property managers about bed bugs?
Yes, Corey and I are going to join forces, and we'll make sure we talk about bed bugs before lunch.
You see? You see how I did that? You see how I did that, Pete?
That's how the magic works.
Just got it right in there.
It's important. We're not just here as a business. We're here as a resource. And all of the educational programs that we do is completely free because we want people to know that they're not alone when they deal with these things. And
yeah. During these events, we have great partners that come in. We have firefighters that talk about what's going on a fire scene. We have industrial hygienists that talk about mold and things like that and testing. So, yeah, I think that's a great connection. Yeah.
So who should contact you to get an invitation or to get signed up and registered? When is it? Is it coming up in a week or two, three weeks?
No. Last week of September. So I'm not looking at the calendar, but I think it's the 26th.
Okay, so a month away.
Yeah, a month away. And just email us, or even better would be to call the number. You want to go on our website, goblusky.com, goblusky.com. Go to contact us or call 800-956-8844. Ask for Candace Johnson. She'll set you up. Come on down.
Property managers, insurance agents, who else?
Chief engineers, building engineers, maintenance folks, anyone in the insurance, you know, if you're an insurance agent or adjuster, you want to be there because you need these CEs, you need the credits, and it's a great time. It really is.
Seeing with inspectors and things like that, we can teach them how to look for termite damage and things like that, you know. So we are more than happy to be an educational resource for all walks of life, no matter what profession. Let's be honest, pests don't care what you look like or how old you are or whatever. Like, they're going to happen, and we want people to know that we are a trusted resource.
All right.
I think it's great.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you to have you come out and gross them out and talk about all the things that you are an expert at.
Yeah, they can reach us at 800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break right here so we have a long stretch towards the end of the show. You ready, Benny? We're going to take a break here. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh of Bimbo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra. And I looked right at Frank and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, I made a little mistake in the wrong radio station. Yes, I said a different station that we are at WGN, not at the other station across the street. First mistake I think I've made all year probably.
Yeah.
At least today. At least in the last 15 minutes. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, not the previous station that we were on. No, 630, we are not moving. We're very happy where we're at. I apologize for my mistake. I just want to cover real quick. Fed Chair Powell spoke yesterday, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He gave a little preview of the economy. I'll sum it up for everybody in 2 minutes so we can get back to the experts on the panel. Fed Chair Powell basically said there's more tightening in the future. He wants to get employment in check. He wants to get wages in check, which means there's pain ahead. That pain equates to higher interest rates. Things are going to get more expensive. He's essentially telling the American consumer to stop spending money so we could get inflation in check. He is going to do, and the Fed chair and the Fed presidents and the Fed governors are going to do everything they can to tamp down inflation. That is what they said in layman's terms. They don't care how much they have to raise short-term interest rates to get the American consumer to stop spending money. Is essentially what he said in a nutshell. So the short-term rates are going to go up. Your home equity line of credits are going to go up. The monthly payments, your credit cards that you're carrying balances are going to go up. To finance a car or to lease a car, that's going to be more expensive. And I'll tell you what's going to check everything. When everybody starts who has student loans has to start paying student loans on January 1st, 2023, that is going to be a huge vacuum of money out of the economy back to the U.S. Treasury to start paying federally backed loans. Okay? That's what it's all about. We're still functioning. We're still breathing. The sun will come up tomorrow. It's going to go down tonight. It's going to be 20 below sometime in the next 5 months here in Chicago. Because we live in Chicago, the river's going to freeze, and it's going to be very, very cold, and we're going to get snow and rain. But you know what? Sometime in the future, when inflation is tamped down and we get things back in check and the supply lines open up again and the supply chain gets back to normal, they only have to do one thing, and they're going to have to drop the rates to bring the economy back. When they slow it down and it goes into the rocks, I've been saying this for months, just like I told you to sell your house last August, I told you the Fed's going to take this economy onto the rocks, and he essentially said that. And when he takes it onto the rocks and they see they tamped out inflation, he will drop the rates, if he's still the Fed chair, to get the economy going. And that's when we refinance everybody. Okay, so everybody just take a deep breath. We're fine. Sun's going down. It's a beautiful night. Sun will come up tomorrow. Hopefully we all wake up in the morning. It'll be fine. Let's just keep on keeping on. All right, leave us with a little nugget of knowledge here. Our friends from Executive Green, we're out at 6:56. We've got about 6-7 minutes here. You got 2-3 minutes. Your dime, your dance floor. What do you want to leave the listeners of Chicago with here before we end the show?
Just keeping in mind that a clean home is a healthy home, whether you're selling, buying, just looking to spruce things up as we get into the fall and family will be coming in.
And you do fabric protection as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something, a huge portion of your business that you hardly talk about.
Yes.
You spray our listeners' furniture to protect it from stains, kind of like it's not, you know, everybody says, you know, we're going to go Xerox something. It's photocopying, right? Mm-hmm. We're making copies, right? Yes. Everybody calls it Scotch guarding. Right. It's not Scotch guarding.
Right. It's a brand.
It's a brand, but it's a product that you put on our listeners' furniture to protect the furniture. Quickly talk about that in a minute.
Not only the furniture, but also the carpet.
Okay.
Do you want to explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's just it's a safe product, and it does a really good job. It does a couple things. On carpeting, most carpet is made from plastic. It's nylon or polyester or olefin. So it'll scratch the fibers. The soil will scratch the fibers, so this will protect it from getting those scratches. When they scratch, it looks like the carpet's dirty in the traffic pattern, but it's not. That's not fixable. And also against stains, things becoming permanent, it protects against that. And we have a really good product. My son Scott worked with the chemists, and they've developed something that's really good, and we just love it.
Have it in your homes?
Yes. In fact, I bought a recliner from Menards, and I wouldn't sit in it until I sprayed it, because I want it to last.
Okay. Well, there you go. It speaks volumes that everything that you use in your homes, you use in our listeners' homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just don't spray it and go crazy. But you actually use the product within your own homes.
Absolutely.
You've got three kids, and you have your grandkids coming over. So.
And the shop, too.
We spray it at the office.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys for commercial or residential or mm-hmm. to get their carpets and upholstery cleaned and treated and protected, mm-hmm. what's the best number?
Our phone number is 630-990-8600. Again, 630-990-8600. Or you can reach us online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com, wgnclean.com. Both right. to get you to the same place.
We're going to go to Corey Ambrose. You got 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to say goodbye, Corey.
Where's
Corey?
Try to fuck Corey. This poor man.
Pete Marrero.
It's all good.
We were talking, Corey, and this is WGN, damn it. I know where I'm at. And don't worry, 630. We're at WGN, WGNDavid.com. What I said before, we're not there anymore.
Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, we're a great company. We got big teams all the way up from executive leadership down, but I want to take a moment just to sincerely thank our team, our blue-collar workers, our technicians, the guys and gals that show up at 5, 6 in the morning and stay till midnight and then show up the next day with a smile on their face, and they work day in, day out. They leave their mark. They make a great impression, and I'm very proud to be out there representing, knowing that we've got an amazing crew out there. We just had our Technician Appreciation Week. I hope more organizations do this for your workers. Again, we have fun here. We're living great lives, but we have our workers that
sure.
we owe them, you know, a hat tip. And thank you all. We love you, and God bless.
Blue Sky Restoration.
Yes,
formerly
sir.
JC Restoration.
Correct. Yep.
Blue, and the phone number one more time.
Rapid recovery starts with one call, and that is 800-956-8844 for the local Chicagoland number, or 800-266-5677.
If you dyed your hair blonde and you were a lot paler, you would look like Corey Ambrose.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, my guy. It's all good. It's all good.
Don't start calling me Bob Dold now.
I'm going to call you Bob. Janelle Iacchino. Bob Dold is the owner of Rose, one of the owners of Rose Pest Solutions.
Yes.
He does a
yes.
very nice job. He used yes. to be Congressman Dold
yes.
of the 10th District. I voted for him. He was a great and supported him financially.
The family's amazing. I've worked for them 17 years. And,
it's a great family.
I would love to echo what Pete, not Corey, said about. just shout out to all of our hardworking public health defenders out there. You guys are awesome, and it's because of them that we can go eat at restaurants and not get sick. It's because of them that we don't have bed bugs running rampant throughout the city. So shout out to all the men and women on our team. And if you guys want a free quote, get in touch with us at 800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
Also, tickets to the Kohl's Children's
yes,
Museum.
I'm giving away, while supplies last, free family passes to the Kohl Children's Museum. Museum.
Yeah, it's not
You're
easy,
rubbing off
is it?
On me.
There you go.
Free passes to the Kohl Children's Museum in Glenview to check out our new honeybee hideout exhibit, which is amazing, interactive, great for all ages to see more about honeybees. Honeybees and where our food comes from.
And it one pass gets in
four family members. Yep. Four. So if you'd like one, please reach out to us at contactus@rosepestcontrol.com. I'd be happy to pop them in the mail for you.
This weekend there is an art fair in Highland Park, the Port Clinton Art Fair. Highland Park, as we all know, what happened on July 4th, the horrific event in downtown was shut down for a while, and the businesses in downtown were shut down while the police, Lou Jogman and his fine team up there, my friend Lou Jogman, the police chief of Highland Park, and the entire law enforcement community went through and collected all the evidence and scrubbed down the area to make sure they've got what they needed to get and to make sure the area was safe. Highland Park's back open for business. And if you want to support and stick up, basically tell the people who try to take us down with violence up yours, go to support Highland Park this weekend. Get out there, even if you don't want to buy any art. I'm going tomorrow. I don't want to buy any art. My wife does. I don't. But you know what? You know, see what downtown, support Highland Park. Get down there, stop off, have a sandwich at one of the 30 different restaurants down there. Have an ice cream cone. Go to Once Upon a Bagel there. My friend Steve and Shana Geffen, you know, buy a corned beef sandwich. Michael's, buy a hot dog. Go, just buy, just go support it, you know, financially and emotionally, and just walk around there and show your support this weekend in downtown Highland Park. That is what I'm going to leave with. 312, if you want to reach me during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID, 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. And I will say one last thing to 708. You come here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you listen to that five-hour football game to prepare for a four-hour show. I've been here basically for 15 hours. I apologize for screwing up, for saying not WGN. You know, I used to have a show at that other station, so I stand corrected. Hopefully I'll be back, invited back next Sunday, Saturday, because everybody's still not just happy with our performance here. If you want to reach us during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Appreciate everybody for listening. And I'll tell you what, just on a side note, I'm very happy for the Northwestern football team. I love Coach Fitzgerald. He's amazing, okay? I had the chance to interview him when I hosted the show, when I filled in for Bob after Thanksgiving, that Black Friday, they call it. I'm also hosting for Bob on Black Friday, and I had a chance to interview Coach because he has a Friday call-in. Such a good guy. He loves those kids. He cares about those kids. He's built an unbelievable program, and hats off to Coach Fitz for, you know, what he's done, and Dave and Ted for the call today, the five-hour call. We appreciate that, and we'll be back to our regular scheduled time next Saturday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Have a great weekend.
Woo.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Rose Pest Solutions, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.